You can repeat after me. Sometimes I can put.
Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So this is a recitation of chapter 7 of the Bhagavad Gita. So we have a young boy here, Hare Krishna. He is getting his first haircut ceremony, Mundan. So because he is shaving his head, we have chose chapter 7, because chapter 7 is divided into 4 sections. And the 4 sections are made into an acronym, H-E-A-D. What does that spell? Head, yes. So the first 3 verses are about hearing, Shravanam, hearing the transcendental spiritual message. Then verses 4 through 10, Krishna discusses E, which is 4 energies, his various separated energies, and his para prakriti, his superior energy. And then A is verses 11 through 19, where he discusses those who accept the path of bhakti and those who reject it. And verses 20 to 30, he discusses the devata, demigods. So you can all chant with me if you have the chapter or you know it.
Atha saptamodhyayah Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Maya Shakta Manaparta Yogam Yunjan Madashaya Asham Shayam Shamagramam Yatagashishi Kachinu Jnanate Ham Sabhijnanam Idam Bhakshami Sheshata Yajgyatva Nehavino Vyonajgatavam Avishishate Manushyanam Sahasjeshu Kashche Yatiti Siddhayu Yatatam apishidhanam kashchin mam veti tatvatah.
So like I said, the first 3 verses deal with hearing. So Krishna says, mana ashakta mana aparta, maya shakta mana aparta. With your mind attached to me, engaged in this type of yoga, just Pachrinu, hear from me the spiritual topics. Gyanavi Gyana Sahitam. And that way you'll get knowledge and realization.
Gyanateham Sabhi Gyanam Idam Bhakshami Sheshata.
So he says, knowing this knowledge and realization, both phenomenal and numinous, meaning the phenomenal means of that of this material world, and numinous means that of that which deals with spirit.
Understanding this, there is nothing more to be known.
Manushyanam sahasreshu. Krishna says, Manusha, what does Manusha mean?
Human being.
So, sahasra. Sahasra means thousands.
Out of many thousands of human beings,
kashchid yatati siddhaye.
Hardly one is seeking perfection.
What is everyone else seeking?
iPhone XS.
What will it be?
New house, new car, new video game.
Kashchid yatati siddhaye. Hardly one is seeking perfection. And then out of that group, yatatam api siddhanam kashchid mambeti tatva. Out of many thousands of those,
hardly one knows me, Krishna is saying.
So now he begins to explain his various energies.
Bhumir apunalo bhayukham manarbhudirevacha ahankara iti yame bhina prakadir ashtada apariyam mitastanyam prakatim vidhime param jivabhuta mahabaho yayadam dharyate jagat etat yonini bhutani sarvaniti padareya aham krishna shajagata prabhava payasata Mata Parataram Nanyat Kinchit Asti Dananjaya Mai Sarvam Madam Proktaram Sutamana Ganaiva Rasoham Mapsukunteya Prapashmi Shashashuriyo Pranava Sarva Vedeshu Shabdike Parusham Nishu Punyagandam Prativim Cha Chejas Chasmi Vivavasho Jivanam Sarva Bhuteshu Tapaschasmi Tapashvishu Bijamam sarva bhutanam vidhi partha sanatanam bhuri purimitam masmi tejas tejasvanam aham bhalam balavatam chaham kamaraka vivarjitam dharma viruda bhuteshu kamasmi bharatarshaba ye chaiva sattvika bhava rajashashtama shashtaye mate tutan vidhi maite teshu te maye Chibir gunamir bhavir ebi savam idam jagat mohitam nabi janati lokamam ajam avyam daiviyesh gunamaye mamamaya durataya mamevaye prapadyante mayatam tarantite namam.
So right up to text 14, Krishna explains his various energies. So there are five gross energies and three subtle. What are the five gross energies? You tell me. What are the five gross energies and the three subtle? These are eight separated energies of the Lord. You give a guess. Is it solar power? Not that kind of energy. So, masses, you know, solids, bhumir, liquids, gases, radiant energy, and space. Bhumir, apa, nala, vayu. Earth, water, fire, air, ether. Now, if you even look at an atom, you'll find these elements there. Because there's mass, proton and neutron. There is a cohesive element. There is also radiant energy, electron. There is movement, vayu. And then there is space. So these are the five gross elements by which you can, things that you can see, smell, touch, taste, feel. And then there are three subtle elements. What are the three subtle elements? Manas, Bhudir, Ahankar. The mind, the intelligence, and the false ego. These are the three subtle elements. And then Krishna says, Aparyamitasthanyam prakritim vidhi me param. But there is a param prakriti. There is a superior energy of mine known as the jiva, the soul. And that soul, while he's in this world, he's trying to control the inferior energies, trying to control everything.
Etad yonini bhutani sarva niti upadare ham krishnasya jagata prabhava playastatha.
So Krishna says, every living entity has his source in both of these. He is a spirit soul and he has a body. For example, your body used to be this big. See this little guy? Used to have that body. Where is that little body now? You grew out of it. Your old cells have been replaced with new cells. How old are you? 13. So that means you've already reincarnated at least once in this body. Because within 7 years, every cell is replaced. As Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, Vishakha, can you say the verse? How the body is changing from boyhood to youth to old age?
Komaram yovanam jara tathade hantara praptir dhirastatta namuhyati.
So as the embodied soul continuously passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, a soul similarly accepts another body at the time of death. So Krishna says, Prabhava Pailasatha, I am their source of their destruction and annihilation of the body. And everyone is in this situation. They are a spirit soul, but they have a material body. And then he says,
How
many of here has any ladies here have a pearl necklace? So if you have a nice pearl necklace, you can't even see the string. The sutra. Mani sutra. So Krishna says, the world is like the mani, the necklace, but I am the sutra, the string behind everything. And that the whole world is bewildered by the three gunas. Rajaguna, Sattvaguna, Tamaguna. Everyone is bewildered. And this divine energy of mine, it is very difficult to overcome. Daivyeshu gunamaya mamamaya duratyaya. But mamayeve papadyante. But one who surrenders unto me can easily cross beyond. So material energy is compared to an ocean. Who can swim across an ocean? Any swimmers who can swim across the ocean? No. Then you have to reincarnate, take another body as a fish or something. But in this human body, not possible. But if you prapadyante, you surrender unto Krishna, then that entire ocean becomes as small as the water contained in the little puddle made from the footprint of a calf. Even little baby can step over that little puddle. So then, and he also says, how you can see me? He says, Rasoham apsukunte. I am that pure taste of water. I am the light of the sun and the moon. I am the ability in man. I am the sound in ether. And I am the Om in the Vedas. Punyaganda prithivim cha. I am the original fragrance of the earth. You know, dirt, and you get a flower. Flower is just a transformation of dirt. Punyaganda prithivim cha. Chejas chasmi bhavasho. I am the heat and fire, the life of all living creatures, and the prowess of the powerful, the intelligence of the intelligent, and the original seed of all existences. Bija mam. Sarva Bhutanam. So then the next letter, what is the next letter?
A.
H-E-A. And what does A stand for? Accepting and rejecting. Those who accept, those who reject. So Krishna starts with those who reject. Namam driskitinam mudha parpadyante naradama maya pritaganam suram bhavamashita chaturvidabhajante mam jana sukritin arjuna artijigasu arti arti ganacha bhartar shibatesham gananitu yukta ekabhakti vishishite piyagananatam amam chamapriha udara sarva evate ganat maimame matam asita sukta mamame mameva nukadam mam eva anutamam gatim bahunam janmanam ante gyanavam mam papadyante vasudevam sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha.
So Krishna says there are four types of people who don't accept God. Those who are foolish like donkeys. What does a donkey think? If I work hard, hard and hard, I will get grass. But where's the grass? It's everywhere. So isn't that the American dream? You work hard, then somehow you'll find true happiness. But it's already there. Don't be the donkey. Then he says there's the Naradama, one who has given up true civilization, who's become low in their culture and character. And then there is also Maya Prithagyana, one whose intelligence has been stolen by so-called knowledge. Their so-called university education has made them more materialistic, more atheistic. Maya Prithagyana. And then Asuram, those who take to dark and atheistic natures. Those are the types of people who don't surrender unto me. And then there are four types of people who begin their spiritual life. The artha, those who are in distress. The artha arti, those who are seeking wealth. Oh Krishna, give me something please. Give me some Lakshmi, please. Those who are gyanina, who are curious, want to understand how everything is working. And then those who are gyani, who are seeking the absolute. These four are very dear to me. Krishna says, udara saravevate. They're all very dear. But the jnani, the person who really comes to spiritual life, he is the most dear to me. After many, many lives of philosophical practice, jnana yoga, jnanavam mam papadyante, one fully surrenders unto me, knowing me that I, Vasudeva, am everything. Sarvamiti samahatma sudilabha. And such a soul is very rare in this world. What's the last letter? D. So D stands for Devata. Krishna says, Kamasastir hitagyana prapadyantena devata tam tamimam ashtaya prakatinita swaya yo yo yam yam tanum bhakta shararchitam ichati tasya sharalam tanyam sa sare pididam yaham sataya sareya yuktas tasararanam ihate labate chatata kaman mamaiva vihitan hitan antavatu palam teshan tad bhavati alpamedasam deva deva yirjo yanti mad bhakti yanti mam api vyakta vyakta papapa nam manyate mam abhudaya param bhavama jananto mam abhuta maheshwaram Naham prakashya sarvasya yogamaya samabritaha mudayo nami janati lokamam ajam aviyam daivyeshu gunamai vedaham samati tani vartmanani charjuna bhavishyanti bhutani mam duveda nakashtana ichadvesha samutena dvandamahena bharata sarvabhutani samoham sagiyanti parantapa yesham totakatam papam jananam punya karmanam tvedanda mohanir mukta bhajante mam dhradavrataha jarnamarna mokshaya mamashrita yatanti yait te brahma vidu kritsnam adhyatma karma chakilam sari bhutari deva mam sari yagya chaye vidu pranikalipimam chetuyuta chetasa Om Tat Sat Iti Srimad Bhagavad-gita Supana Sastru Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Sastre Shukashtajuna Samvade Puru Gyanavigana Yoga Saptamodhyayaha. So Kamastastir Shitta Gyana, one whose intelligence has been corrupted by material desires, they surrender unto Devata. Because Devata can only give the temporary fruit of a material thing.
And one who surrenders unto Devata, they can become Devata in their next life. But one who comes back to me, stays with me. Now, if you're born as a Devata, you cannot stay as a Devata because it is a life of a living entity in the universe. You may live 100,000 years, but you still have a lifespan. But if you go back to Vaikuntha, you go back to Goloka, there is no lifespan. Jai Shishi Radha Kalachanji Ki Jai. So I hope all of you will come tomorrow for Sri Krishna Janmashtami. I know some of you thought Ashtami was today, but tomorrow is Ashtami. Yes. When the full moon is in India, if it's full moon in India on Friday, when is full moon in Texas? Saturday. It's a different day. So today is not Ashtami. Tomorrow is Ashtami. Yeah. So we hope to see you all come for Sri Krishna Janmashtami tomorrow at 4:30 in the morning, all the way to midnight RT. Big festival. We will have about 7,000 people coming through tomorrow. Yes. Big festival. So just to finish chapter 7. So Krishna says that the person who desires those material things, I give them the faith in the Devata, but I am also the supplier of the result. It comes from me. And so those who are worshipping the Devatas are actually worshipping me, but not in the right way, indirectly. Those who approach for temporary fruits are very small-minded, Krishna is saying. Alpa medha. You know this word? Swalpa, alpa, little, alpa. You know this? Who knows this word? Alpa, alpa. Swalpa, yeah? Just little. And medha means brains. So those who are chasing after the temporary fruits of this world, Krishna is saying, small brain. And then in next verse he says, the person who thinks that I, the Supreme Person, was avyakta, impersonal, and now I'm a person, that person has abhudaya, no brain. Because they do not ajananto mamabhuta maheshuram. They don't know that I am the Lord of all things. Krishna then in next 25, he says, I am not revealed to everyone. I reveal myself to whom I desire. Everyone is covered by yoga maya. But I am not covered by this covering. So if we put a blanket in between us, I can see you, you can't see me. But this is not how Krishna's covering is. It is tinted window. He says, Vedaham Samatitani, next verse. He explains, I see everything, past, present, and future. I know all things, and me, no one knows. Vedaham samatitani bhavishyani bhavishyati. He said, I know the future, I know the past, I know all things. And the whole world is bewildered by icha dvesha, desire and aversion. Icha dvesha samutena dhanda mahena bhatsa. And those who persons who have given up sinful life, yesham twantakatam papam, jananam punya karmanam, established in pious life, that person can approach me with firm conviction, desiring freedom from death and disease, jarana marana mokshaya mama shitta tatanti ye, and engage fully all things in my service. For I am the Lord of sacrifice, the Lord of all ingredients, the Lord of the living entities, Sadi Budhiya Di Deva Mams, and the Lord of the Devatas. Hare Krishna. Om Tat Sat. Thanks a lot. Hare Krishna. So that is chapter 7, chanted for everyone and this boy's benefit. So thank you. So for the RT, we always have some kirtan. Does everybody know how to do kirtan? Raise your hand. You know how to do kirtan. So kirtan, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, according to the Upanishads, according to Mahabharata, kirtan is the main form of worship to be done in Kali Yuga. Satya Yuga was Ashtanga Yoga. Treta Yuga was Yajna. Dwarpa Yuga was Murti Seva. But in Kali Yuga, it is Sankirtan. So Sankirtan means we will chant. And if you chant loud enough that your neighbor can hear you, then that is your kindness. Because you're sharing Krishna's holy name with others. So please don't be shy. Sing with your heart. When you sing the holy name of the Lord, that is your approach to the Lord. You're offering your devotion. Because we don't want to come and just take, we want to give. Darshan means to be seen by Krishna. Not to see Krishna. He is not some display, but to be seen by Krishna. Does that make sense? Yes. So now that you're seen by Krishna, let's offer our love and devotion to the controller of all things and the best friend of all living entities, Sarva Loka Maheshwaram Suhidam Sarva Bhutanam, and the Lord of all sacrifice, Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam. So kirtan is call and response. So I will sing, then you sing. I will sing, then you sing. I will sing, then you sing. Just like that.
Namo Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Iti Namine Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesha Shunyavade Paschachadeshatadine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasade Gura Bhakta Vinda.
So this first mantra everyone can say together. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So 500 years ago, there's a special avatar of Krishna known as Shri Krishna Chaitanya. Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He is Krishna in the mood of his own devotee, his own bhakta. One day, Rukmini was crying and Krishna asked, "Why are you crying?" And Rukmini told Krishna, "I feel sorry for you." And Krishna's like, "Why do you feel sorry for me? What does Bhagavan lack? Does Bhagavan lack anything? Is he missing anything? Bhagavan, is he lacking anything?" But Rukmini says, "Yes, I feel sorry for you. Your devotee who serves you gets more happiness than you ever experienced. It is better to be the bhakta than to be Bhagavan." That's what Rukmini is saying. And so Krishna says, "Oh, I want to be the bhakta also then." And so 500 years ago, he came as his own bhakta. This has been predicted. There's over 150 verses in Upanishads, Mahabharata, Bhagavatam, predicting the appearance of Krishna in the form of an avatar by the name Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In India, so many people advertise themselves as avatars. I am such and such, I am such and such. But avatar must be predicted in Shastra. You have four things that should be there. And this is also made into an acronym. S-A-F-E. What does that spell?
Safe.
What does it spell?
Safe.
So first thing should be scripturally predicted. The Shastra should predict this person. Like Buddha, there's many verses explaining Buddha as an avatar. Then A is for astronomical, special astronomical features in that person's astrology. F is for features. How many of you, when you stand, your hands reach to your knees?
See, Vishakha standing? Is her hands by her knees? No, okay.
So she must not be Krishna. Because Krishna is described that he has his special bodily features that are not ordinary. Hands reach all the way to the knees. And then E is extraordinary activities. Tell me, what is an extraordinary activity that Krishna did? Of course he's stealing butter. But you can steal butter. But what is something that Krishna does that nobody can do? Sami. Just look around the room in the paintings. What's he doing back there? He's lifting a mountain with his pinky. If someone thinks that they are God, just ask him, forget a mountain, just lift a car with your pinky. Just on the tip of your pinky nail. No. Our Krishna is making hundreds of different Krishnas to dance with the gopis. Or he killed the Putana witch. He was only 8 days old. And he defeated the great witch Putana. So everyone remember? S is for what? Bolo? What was S for? Scripturally predicted. What is A? The astrology. F? Features. And E? Extraordinary activities. Yes, thank you.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Louder.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Bolo, bolo!
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Shaka.
Hare Hare. Hare Rama.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Bolo Bolo,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare,
Hare Ram.
So they need some space in the back for their service. So everyone scoot up. And we want to hear you louder. So come scoot up.
Hare Hare.
Oh, up here.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Bolo!
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
This is sound like me, your baby.
Oh, oh.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna. You want to do lower? You want to do the high part? I'll start lower.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Shri Shri Radha Kalachandji Ki, Shri Shri Radha Govinda Dev Ki, Shri Shri Chota Radha Kalachandji Ki, Shishi Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Ki, Shishi Gornitai Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bo. Hare Krishna. So some of you may have come in just of recently, and you may look like you're festively dressed, so we want to let you know, Ashtami is tomorrow. Shri Krishna Janmashtami is on Ashtami day, So Ashtami, actual Ashtami day is tomorrow. So we'll be celebrating it on the actual Jyotish, the actual day is tomorrow. So everyone, if you can, come, please come, because it'll be a huge festival. As you see, they're getting prepared in the park. Big, big festival day. Lots of fun. There'll be all kinds of performances on stage. There'll be talented Bharatanatyam dancers or music, all kinds of wonderful booths, something, all kinds of wonders to see, and all kinds of nice prasadam. Everyone, please come. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So after the arati, there's always prasad. Don't forget prasad. So what is your name?
Sudevi. Oh, we have a couple friends named Sudevi. Do you know who Sudevi is? Okay, so there are 8 gopis that are Radharani's best friends. Tungavidya, Chitra, Champakalata, Lalita, Vishaka, Rangadevi, Sudevi, and Tungavidya, Chitra, Champakalata, Lalita, Tungavidya, Chitra, Champakalata, Lalita, Vishaka, Induleka, Rangadevi, Sudevi. 8 gopis. So that is, so my daughter, Vishaka, is Vishaka. So you're one of her best friends. Yeah. How old are you? 10? Okay, she's also 10. Okay, so let me introduce you.